love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops. Incredible. Here comes Maven off the steal.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this.
Woo! Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I expect a ton of spirited.
I thought it would work. I thought it would work. Let me just get it out of the way. Let me just eat it early, man. It's over, and it will be made official, I think, at some point today. I think at some point in the next few hours. Mm-hmm. The plant, they're on the way back right now. Mm-hmm. They're in the air en route back. So I think Josh Hurd is doing the right thing. You let him get back here, and then we'll you know, and I think it'll be made official here very shortly. I just got to get it out of the way. I don't know if that's where you wanted to start, but for me, I feel like I have to just do it and say, listen.
I don't care.
I thought, no. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't care. I mean, hey, I'm Louisville, so I'm going to move right on. But I thought it would work.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, I don't care. I was saying, I wouldn't feel bad if I didn't think it was going to work. You know, like, mm-hmm. if I wanted him to be hired for the wrong reasons or something like that,
yeah,
I'd be like, dang. You know, I'd take it a little more personal. Or personal at all. But I'm like, hey, you know, I think the consensus around the United States of America, hey, that's a guy who, you know, has an impeccable reputation
yeah.
in the basketball world. You know, it's like, hey, it just didn't work.
Yeah.
And again, I was talking about this last night. I've seen tweaks. I know we hate to use that word.
Right.
I've seen tweaks. I've seen a Jair Alexander change an entire defense. I've seen one point guard change the whole, you know, way of a ship. It's like, no, we just didn't have that one or you know, whatever one, two, three ingredients that brought it, you know, that brought this thing together. That's okay. You know, hey, listen, I said, everybody can be right, mm-hmm. except the extreme. You know, the mm-hmm. nothing got better or the everything was this, or you know, the truth is going to be somewhere in the middle, and that's what I figured today was going to be about, you know, for the most part.
I just really, really, really hope if he ever gets another job, he does some kind of PR, man. That was, I mean, honestly, for as bad as he was on the floor, or we were, I really, truthfully, I think I'm the most baffled at how bad he was. And I'm not dragging you into this, mm-hmm. so we can totally be separate on this, and I'm fine with that. Not saying we don't agree,
right.
just maybe how I say it compared to how you would say it, but I cannot fathom how bad he was in the media. Just so bad.
Like overall?
Just everything he said. It was like, dude, there's five things here's five things you can't say. And here's one out of the five.
Does it make you believe more that he doesn't do social media at all? Because I didn't even believe that at the beginning, but kind of over the course, then you're like, okay, he really doesn't.
Oh my God, dude,
he doesn't care.
I mean, even
like the outside perspective.
Yeah, just it was like, listen, Marcus, if I said Kenny before he went out there, Kenny, there's three things you can't say. There's one you really can't say. It's like he would look you right in the eye and go, okay, and then he would pick that one. Like you said the exact thing. All you had to do was do a press conference and not say that thing. That's it. That's all you had to do. And it's like, you picked that one out. Why'd you pick that one out?
He's like, screw it.
It's just, my God, dude.
Do we need to get that, Nikki?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we'll have a lot of calls today. So we'll get to
James,
all of them.
James, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Fellas, I've been waiting for this moment for a long time now. How are y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Good, good.
Everybody good? That's great, man. I tell you right now, after listening to that post game last night, I am so thankful that that clown is going to get fired this afternoon. And let me say this, for the people that called us stupid, that didn't know basketball, that said that I was a Kentucky fan, that we're Kentucky fans, you all are losers this morning.
Are you not a Kentucky fan? Wait a minute. Is James not a Kentucky fan?
Oh, yeah. I'm not a Kentucky fan. That's right, buddy. I'm the biggest Louisville fan that's probably calls into this show. That's a fact.
I don't believe that.
You treated me.
Are you the guy that come up to the studio and cried in the lobby?
Cried in the lobby?
Wasn't you the guy that come up? Wasn't you the guy that showed up to the studio and was like, please don't hang up on us anymore?
No,
was that not you, James?
You hung up on me because, hang on, you hung up on me because I was speaking the truth and you didn't like the truth. Kind of like now.
But you, okay, but.
The truth is, the man should have never got the job in the first place.
Truth is, though, did you or did you not come up here and say, please don't, stop hanging up on me?
Hang on. You said you all were in the back. I walked in and Marcus said he's got sandals on. He don't want no smoke. That's exactly what he said. Remember, it was funny when I showed up. Now the doors are locked in that place now.
Yeah, because.
That was sad, man. Easy, you all James. Called out a Louisville fan that's been a Louisville fan for third. Huh? What? Go ahead, speak.
Come on. Like, don't make this so confrontational.
No, wait a minute. It's not complicated. This is not complicated. No, it's not. None of this is complicated. You all made this complicated. The KP Mafia made this complicated. And this is why we're here today.
All right. Good talk, James.
You were going to use every word to try to turn this.
Yeah, I mean, well, I wanted to go ahead. I saw his name popped up here. It's like, dude, let's get this guy out of the way, and now we can actually, you know, people that want to talk,
be productive.
Yeah, hey, look, we're all aggravated. I mean, we're all upset. Whatever we were, and we're and stuff. But people like him are not going to. People like him are going to make it hard on the next guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's going to keep the divide going.
And I will, yes.
Because it's going to be like, because you say you do the clown thing and you do the mafia thing. And then, you know, the strong supporters of Kenny Payne are going
to. And I'm not telling you that there's not people that. I'm not trying to say that there weren't people that made this both sides confrontational.
Right.
So I do understand that there are people today that are aggravated and are like, ha, I'm getting my pound of flesh.
Yes. And my biggest thing is
just get it out.
Get out your system.
That guy won't get it out.
But don't hang on to it.
Yeah. That guy is going to make it. That's why I say, don't call in here talking about how you're the biggest Louisville fan of all time. You're going to make it hard on everybody. Yeah, that guy's going to make it. That caller, the text line saying the same thing we are. that guy's going to make it hard on everybody.
And again, I hate making an example, but it's politics. It's politics. It's your guy won, now my guy won. Now I can't let it go because I felt bad when your guy won.
Yeah.
You know, now I got to rub it in. It's like, no, dude, I want what's good for the country, you know.
But
still pissy, though.
Now we got that out of the way. So now we can get back to.
Yeah.
And yes, we locked the doors at the place because people like that decide to show up. Like, yeah, we don't go to other people's work and just show up.
That's not evidence of being a Louisville fan.
Yeah.
Reggie, thanks for joining us on 93.9 Fireway.
What up, fellas, man?
Chill.
Yeah, and the last caller, man, he's a clown. Let's say that. You cannot like the hard. You can say he was a bad coach, but what I don't like is the name calling, disrespect him as a man. You don't have to do that. You can say, you know, KP, his tenure here was bad. He didn't do good as a coach, and leave it at that, man. But when you call in, because the same guy called in the dinner, can you hear me?
Yep. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The same guy called in the dinner. You call Griff a clown. You call KP a clown. Like, why you got to do that? Why do you have to do that? Griff is a god here in Louisville. Man, all that nonsense, man, is pretty idiot, bro. Just let it go. He was a bad coach. He was a bad hog.
I think
every school has a bad coach.
I think after today, it'll be out of system.
I think a lot of people. And listen, hey, I'm here for somebody that calls in and is like, hey, man, listen, you're wrong. You're wrong. I'm cool with that. But we're not like there's some
be wrong. It's not gonna always be right. If it was always right, we'd all be rich. So I'm just saying, all the name calling the man out his name, downgrading him and stuff, man, fan base need to chill on that. And like I said, man, I appreciate you, Maven. I appreciate you, Steve. If the fan base, like I said, if you want to come in, come on, power team, and get your words off. But we don't tolerate disrespect, man. We're not going to do that. We're not going to disrespect KP. He was a player here. He won a championship here. It was a bad coach. Point blank, period, end of discussion. Y'all fellas have a good day.
Appreciate the call. Sky did look good, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to take him and Brandon back.
Why did Tyler have so many turnovers?
Why
did he just now start?
I don't know.
I saw him come out. I looked at the television. I said, I know that better not be Tyler out there starting in the tournament game. Boy, Benny Johnson, Chad, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Guys, everybody's all worked up and trying to insult y'all and everything. Look, we all, the majority of us that are real U of L fans, especially myself, I completely supported the KP hire, and just as things turned out, it just went belly up. You know, the only thing I'm mad about is that I feel that we were sold a bill of goods, and he was supposed to be a great recruiter, but we knew that his coaching, his X's and O's, we're going to be kind of raw, but his ability to recruit was at least going to keep us competitive and entertaining. All of it turned out to be worse than what was expected, and it turns out that, and this is my opinion, but time, you know, reveals itself, and it appears that UK and Nike are just going to be able to recruit on their own, and Kenny Payne definitely didn't win our games, and it looks like he sure as heck didn't win UK games either. So, with that being said, it's a brand new day. I can't wait for the news of who the new hire is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But no, let's go.
Appreciate
hearing from you guys.
Appreciate the call,
Chad. Appreciate the call, man. Also, I might need you to just walk around with me. Got people like James out here.
Listen.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Chad.
Benny Johnson, Chad. Make sure he's on our phone.
Yeah, he is.
I disagree with you completely. His recruiting was great.
I will say this. That's the part that aggravated me the most with it is I do feel like, And I try to find the line here because really smart people were like, listen, he's going to get this.
Mm.
He's going to get this help. He's going to get here. Look, World Wide West already has bought seats courtside.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, this thing is going to be – and for whatever reason, man, and the more things went on – again, we can separate on this. Mm. The more things went on, I for the longest time was like – did they all just abandon Kenny Payne? But the more it went on, the more I think he just got the job and decided he was going to do it his own way.
That's what I think. That's why. So, but you see how different that is?
Yeah.
There's a abandoned narrative, but the more you and I both saw, he was making his unilateral decision.
Yeah.
He obviously had things on the table that you and I know of. You know, that he said, no, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And you and I can say, okay, it's your dinner. You're cooking it. You know, we're bringing groceries to the table.
Yeah.
You don't want them. You want a nice, simple meal. You want to put the guys on a diet. You know, it's whatever. But, you know, that probably, how to say this?
No, but there's a point that's like, you made me look stupid.
That's one of the more disappointing things.
I'm serious. Like, hey, man, let me be that guy. Let me be that guy. I'm like, dude. Like, hey, man. Like, dude, everything that was told, okay. It was like, hey, man, I backed you.
Okay. If someone decides to be stubborn, that's not the same guy you hired.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
If you're known for working with people,
mm-hmm.
if you're known out in the entire basketball world, if people think you're going to be a good coach because you take ideas from here and you work with people, you're a good communicator and all these good things from people's experiences of working with you around the world. So when Jay Billis gets on there and says, "Home run hired," Kenny Payne.
Yeah,
he's connected with everybody. He works with everybody. Blah blah blah. Let's say, you know, and like I said, all this is conjecture.
Yeah.
Let's say, and we only go by what we feel and, you know, just like a recruiting search. We hear enough things.
By the way, can I say this really quick? We're going to talk with the 502 Circle at 10:30 today, so you're probably going to want to hear that. People are going to want to hear that. So I'm just giving people a heads up. Okay. So yeah, because I think we are moving on, but we got to get this out
too. Okay. The world, when the world says he's a home run hire because he's known for working with people and mm-hmm. doing this and new ideas and all this stuff, and then he gets here and he says, okay, this is my machine and I want to run it exactly how I want to do it. So you kind of turn into a, you know, hey, I want to do this exactly my way, and you're not forced to work with people the same way you are mm-hmm. when you're an assistant or when you're, you know, a head recruiter.
Yeah.
So you if you turn different, it's kind of like, no, we need a guy that would, you know, work with people and take these outside suggestions and do, you know.
Yes.
So, yeah.
You're right.
You can, and that can be your downfall.
But it's also why I'm usually not the one that piles on in a press conference. Mm-hmm. But it's why last night I did kind of yell an expletive at my radio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you said what?
Right.
We made it impossible? Like, bro, you had the most friendly, you had the most friendly confines you could possibly, like, okay, fine. You don't want to go on Blankenbaker? Cool. Whatever. Blank's my guy, but I'm just saying, like, I'm making the point. Like, okay. But you had the most friendly confines of all time. You could have come in here. And, like, you had an assistant come in here once and then was, and it was great and people enjoyed it and then was basically told not to do it again. And I'm like, you could have come in here. You could have talked on this show. And me and Marcus aren't even the interview guys. I don't really need the coaches. That's fine. We can do the other stuff. But it's like, dude, you had outlets that was mm-hmm. like not going to crush you. Mm-hmm. Not going to softball
not,
you, dude.
Or not make it difficult.
No. Yeah. Difficult. And like, dude, you didn't even come here and say anything. Like no. So when I heard that last night as a fan, and sometimes I get a little more fan-brained than you do, but I was like, no, forget you, dude. Like, what do you mean? Like, no, you made it hard on me. I didn't make it hard on you.
Right.
You made my job really hard.
The handoffs made my job
hard. I'm like, do you got to listen to James call you? No.
What about me?
I'm the one's got to hear that.
The handoff is what made my life hard. The handoff, Steve. The jump stop and the handoff.
Yeah, I mean, that was, yeah, I mean, and you lost everything, but I'm just saying,
let's take a quick commercial
break.
Yeah,
let's do that.
502 Circle coming up, 939 DeVille.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybin. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we get to the 502 circle, let me take a quick moment to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. Or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. On the phone now.
All right.
We may have the solution to all of our problems or something short thereof. From the 502 Circle, Mark Spiegel. Thanks for joining us on 93.9.
Welcome.
Hey, guys. Good morning. You guys definitely don't want me on those sidelines next year. I can assure you that. But, you know, another day in the Ville. Good morning to you both.
So on the sidelines, you would not be able to separate the 502 circle and your own name.
Yeah, I'm not sure if my name, image, or likeness would be much of an asset there. But you know, obviously, guys, a lot of change is happening, and you know, change is certainly an opportunity to make positive impacts. And so, you know, I think as we all navigate this, and we're all invested, literally and figuratively, just like you know, you guys and the rest of the listeners. You know, I can assure you that the mood is, how do we get this thing turned around, and how do we get back to where not only we want to be, but where we deserve to be. This is an elite program in the country, and I think that mentality cannot be lost for anyone. You know, I was sitting here thinking, and it's like, none of us have aspirations when we go play ball. Nobody's thinking, hey, we really aspire to be a 68% free throw shooter. No, we all right. want to be 85 plus. And I think that the mood from, you know, the folks around the program and donors, and, you know, it's this is elite, and we are going to be elite. And I think that it's not a plan that's going to take 10 years to get there. So we can all rest assured that we're all rowing in the same direction.
Talking with Mark Spiegel from 502 Circle. Okay. Like, I'm enjoying listening to you talk about direction. I'm enjoying to listen to programs. Kind of catch us up. It's been a while since you know we had you on air. Kind of either catch us up or talk about some of the directions you feel the 502 Circle combined with the University of Louisville. What kind of help you need? What kind of direction are we going at the moment?
Yeah, look, I mean, from a circle standpoint, we've enjoyed a tremendous amount of success. I think if you, as this thing becomes more mainstream, you're starting to see more and more national interaction with collectives around the country, and we're certainly in that in-group. I think if you go out and take an informal poll, you'll probably hear that we're one of the top 10 across the country, regardless of size of school, conference, geography. So we've done a great job, and obviously Dan Furman in leading the ship has certainly been great, and it's not just him. There's a lot of other folks. But one of the things we talked about literally over a year ago was and it wasn't specific to any sport or any program, but we know that NIL is a necessity, as you know, as athletic directors need to replace personnel, and we wanted to make sure that we did whatever we could do to make us an asset as that recruitment happens. And so, you know, we certainly feel like we're in a position to do that. And look, you never like to see someone, you know, and if everything you guys are saying and what's out there is true, obviously a change is happening, but you never like to see someone have to move on. But our job was to certainly create the right atmosphere and be an asset for this university and the athletics program to go out and get great people to come in and really lead the way that we all want, and to win games and to create the you know, that excitement and that positive energy. And so we're doing whatever we can do to help in those efforts.
Let me ask you this. Is the NIL rules, are they getting clearer or cloudier overall?
Well, you know, I think it's probably clearer and cloudier at the same time. Mm. You know, obviously with some of the stuff that's happened in court, you know, it's the NCAA can't enforce certain things, but you know, we've said from the beginning we're going to do things the right way and do it by the book and obviously make sure that that we're following all the rules and you know, we right. obviously are getting guidance very, very frequently. I mean, they're changing. It's almost like, you know, you wake up one morning and the wind blows differently and there's something new. So it's fun to be part of that, but from a compliance standpoint, you know, we're certainly never going to skip a beat there.
What would we need to do to increase the footprint of the 502 circle in general?
You know, look, I think it's just participating, and we have a, you know, whether it's events, whether it's membership, whether it's one-time contributions or kind of recurring contributions, you know, we try to make it easy. So I think, you know, as time goes by and our name becomes more familiar and you see us at the stadiums and arenas, you know, we want to make it easy for folks to get involved. So a lot of it is word of mouth. You know, we'll certainly try to continue to grow in terms of our placement around the city, around the region. And then I think one of the things that we certainly want to do is, you know, we need to do a better job of it is making sure our outreach to, you know, to alumni and to donors are around the country, around the world is on point. So that's, you know, that's our plan. We don't think that this is just a hyper-local
right.
Solution to, you know, to winning. This takes all of us, and it's going to certainly expand, and we'll certainly continue to grow.
Who is going to be the person to sign off on the Rummage and Maben flash drive, weekly flash drives? Because we have to add something to the show.
Hey,
is it going to be Mr. Furman or yourself?
You can ask Dan. You know, he's much more important than I am. But no, look, I think that's just an example of things that we've done and we've been trendsetters. That, you know, when we first did that in football, it got a tremendous amount of national notoriety, and it's been now replicated. You know, my background coming from technology space is, you know, how do we utilize technology to do cool things, but also make life easier and make us more efficient. So, you know, we have some more things up our sleeve. We'll continue to innovate and, you know, like I tell the team all the time, we can't be concerned if we try something that doesn't work. You know, it's,
right.
it's better to do, you know, put yourself out there, and you never know. You don't know what you don't know. So we're never going to be afraid to fail. Never, you know, we're not going to pass up the shot with 3 seconds to go. We're taking the open look.
We're talking with Mark Spiegel, the 502 Circle here. And while I got you here, listen, I got to be a fan for a second too. And I just got to ask you a couple questions, at least one that I'm curious about. A lot of the conversation as we are going into what I think in the next hour and a half will be a full-blown coaching search. A lot of talk is around finances when we're looking into the new coach. And while I know you're more on the 502 Circle side, and that's what you can speak for, we've heard things as far as, hey, new coach comes in, they're going to want salary, but they're also going to want to know that there's money there for NIL, that there's a package. Like, you guys are a part of the sale. I'm just curious, without going into too much detail, how confident are you in, hey, man, if Louisville goes after a coach and they want to sell that NIL package, how confident are you that's going to be a pretty smooth, easy sale to whoever that guy is?
Very confident. I'd look everybody right directly in their eyes and say that. You know, what we've created puts us in a position to be on the forefront nationally. And I think, you know, we're fortunate and you know, as Louisville basketball fans, for instance, you know, that brand resonates. That brand resonates with donors. It resonates with businesses. But what's been put together from an NIL standpoint is certainly, you know, the folks who are going out and going to recruit that next coach, they can rest assured that there's plenty of support behind them. And look, we obviously want to continue to grow it, right? You never want to stop progress. You always want to continue to get bigger and better. But Steve, I think it's the right question, but we're certainly extraordinarily confident that we are a huge asset in those efforts.
Well, last thing before I get you out of here, is it a ridiculous request for next time when you come up with something like the flash drive at the stadium that you able to patent it or keep it as your own? How do you feel when other universities just steal your ideas?
Imitation is the best form of flattery. So,
you
feel good about it. Sports is whether it's X and O's or ideas commercially, it's everybody just steals ideas from everyone. And I think, our job is to make sure that we're canvassing the market, not just within NIL, but looking at other arenas, looking at professional sports, looking at sports in other countries and what they're doing. And we want to continue to innovate there. And look, I'm sure we'll steal some ideas from others, but it's great. We're competitive, but we certainly like to see other collectives, other groups doing things and having positive results.
Okay, well, take advantage, Mr. Spiegel. Any last shout outs to the fans, straight from your mouth to their ears?
No, look, we are going to be elite, and that should be the expectation of every single person who's listening. I know it is from, the folks who go into the Yum Center and around town, around the country. A lot of confidence in what's going to happen. I don't know. People ask me. I'm sure you know who it's going to be. I don't know who it's going to be.
Well, there was my next question.
Yeah. It's not going to be Mark Spiegel. So that's the only thing I can tell you guys. But no, we're going to get this thing back where all of us want it, where all of us expect it. And, I think there's some good people involved who have that same mindset. And obviously it starts with, starts with the top and leadership, and I can assure you, the folks in charge sure as hell don't like losing. So
right.
That's a start.
Well, a very determined Mark Spiegel, man. And 502 Circle. I always appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate what y'all do, man.
Never hesitate. If you want to just talk sports or get something off your chest, the number. Call in anytime, please.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the Pharrell intro also.
Absolutely.
See you, Mark.
Appreciate Mark Spiegel from the 502 Circle. I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick second. We'll reset the show. Quick commercial break, 939 The Ville.